Ramayan Balakanda, Part 6. The next morning, the party continued their journey, and by evening, they reached the bank of the Ganga. As they passed the night there, Ram requested Vishvamitra to narrate the history of the river Ganga. Thus, Vishvamitra related the following story. The presiding deity of the Himalayas, known as Himavan, begot two daughters by Mena, the daughter of Mount Meru, and they were named Ganga and Uma. Once upon a time, Lord Brahma approached Himavan, requesting him to allow the demigods to adopt Ganga for the future welfare of the universe. Himavan readily agreed, and then later gave his daughter Uma to Lord Shiva, for she had always meditated upon him while performing severe austerities. After receiving Uma, Lord Shiva began enjoying with her in a conjugal relationship uninterrupted. However, even after passing 100 celestial years in conjugal embrace, no offspring came from their combination. At this time, the demigods approached Lord Shiva and begged, "Please desist from your sexual activities, O Lord, for we fear that the offspring produced will be too powerful for the universe to bear. Instead, we humbly request you to restrain yourself and practice austerities and meditation. O Devatas, I accept your proposal, for my heart is actually inclined towards self-realization. However, since my semen has already become unseated from my heart, it will have to be received somewhere. O Mahadev, let the earth, which can bear any amount of burden, receive your seed." So thereafter, Lord Shiva released his powerful semen, and it proceeded to cover the entire surface of the globe. Upon seeing this, the demigods feared that the earth might crack, and thus they began praying to Agni and Vayu, requesting them to devour the all-encompassing semen of Lord Shiva. In answer to the demigods' prayers, Agni took the help of Vayu and went to consume the semen. And as soon as the fire god touched it, some of the Lord's semen turned into a white mountain, and part of that further transformed into a thicket of effulgent white reeds. The rest of the semen remained unchanged and was conserved within Agnidev. The demigods were thus elated to see that the earth had been saved from the impending calamity. With grateful hearts, they went to worship Lord Shiva and his wife. Uma, however, was very angry with the demigods for interrupting her while she was absorbed in sexual enjoyment. Thus, seeing the demigods before her, Uma cursed them, "May all your wives become barren, and likewise, let the earth not only remain childless, but also come to have an uneven surface, and be ruled over by numerous kings." Thereafter, Lord Shiva and Parvati retired to the northern Himalayas in order to perform austerities. Sometime later, when the demigods were being harassed by the demons, they approached Lord Brahma, hoping to acquire a formidable military commander. In reply to the demigods' plea, Lord Brahma advised them, "Because of the curse of Parvati, you are now unable to produce a child to serve your purpose. Therefore, I suggest that Agni place the semen of Lord Shiva into the womb of Ganga, and in this way, a heroic son will be begotten." Thereafter, the demigods approached Agni, relating Lord Brahma's instructions to him. And upon hearing this, Agni approached the heavenly river, Mandakini Ganga. Agni then requested Ganga to accept the semen of Lord Shiva, which Agni had been holding for a long time. Ganga agreed to the proposal. Then, after assuming a most beautiful form, she allowed herself to be impregnated by Agni. However, soon after receiving the fiery semen of Lord Shiva, Ganga Devi felt an intense agonizing pain. With great agitation, she told Agni, "Oh, I cannot continue to bear this semen of Lord Shiva in my womb. Its burning is intolerable." Agni then instructed Ganga to cast off the semen at a certain place in the Himalayas, and Ganga hurriedly went there. In this way, the semen of Lord Shiva, which had acquired a shiny golden luster because of its contacting Ganga Devi, fell to the thicket of white reeds on the White Mountain. In this way, a wonderful child was born. Other portions of the semen that fell upon the earth transformed into gold and silver mines. Indeed, because of the fierce energy of the semen of Lord Shiva, mines of copper and iron were created in distant places. And after the birth of the child, the demigods brought six goddesses called the Kritikas to nurse him. The Kritikas assured the women that this baby would come to be known as their son. And so for this reason, the child became known as Kartikeya. The boy was also called Skanda, which means to flow, because he had fallen from the womb of Ganga. Because Kartikeya saw six mothers before him, he assumed six faces to suck breast milk from all of them. Skanda was so strong that when he was only one day old, he killed many fierce demons as the commander-in-chief of the demigods.